The president of the PGA of America, Mr. Ted Bishop. Ted, welcome into the golf shop.
Thanks, guys. How are you today?
Oh, we're doing awesome. How are you doing?
Good.
Now, Ted, I know we're on the radio here, but what's protocol? Is there a ring to kiss? Should we curtsy? I mean, how do we deal with someone of your eminence?
You know what? My constituents, which are the 27,000 men and women of the PGA of America, from time to time, don't show me a lot of respect. I wouldn't worry about it.
All right. Well. First up, I mean, congratulations on a great run, and I know you're getting ready to step down. It's been an amazing time, but man, you're sneaking in some good stuff here at the end.
Well, I appreciate it, and there's still I think 80 days left in my term, which ends on November 22nd, and obviously we're coming off a great PGA Championship at Valhalla. We're looking forward very much to the Ryder Cup next month in September at Glen Eagles in Scotland. The PGA Grand Slam of Golf is after that, the annual meeting here in Indianapolis in late November, and there's going to be a couple other things between now and then. So, I've got a ways to go to get to the finish line.
Well, yeah, it sounds like you're not counting days or anything. Now, the question I have is as you start to head out the door, was the choose where the pin's going to be, was that your idea?
No, actually, we did that last year at Oak Hill.
Yeah.
And that was an offspring of Pete Bevacqua, our CEO, and Kerry Hegg, our chief championships officer. I would give those two guys full credit for that. And we had a lot of good input from Jack Nicklaus, and it's been was fun. We had good engagement on those two championships, and I think that's something you'll see in the future. The long drive contest we had at the PGA Championship was very well received. I thought we did a good job on that Tuesday afternoon of doing it on the 10th tee and making sure it really wasn't an inconvenience to the players. Reaction was exceptional. I know that's going to be a stalwart going forward for PGA Championships. I love this promotion we have right now, MyCaptainsPicks.com, where you can actually go online and the fans out there can guess, I would say is the best way to put it at this point, who the three captain's picks are going to be. The Tom Watson will announce on Tuesday night, September the 2nd at 7 p.m. on Golf Channel. And if you happen to be fortunate to have those three selections correct, then you'll be eligible to be in a drawing for tickets to the Ryder Cup at Glen Eagles later in the month. So a lot of exciting stuff that I think has been very engaging for fans, and it's been good for the PGA of America.
Now, it's a great contest with amazing prizes and I think the opportunity to guess. But guess, I thought when I voted I was advising Mr. Watson. was I wrong? I thought he was seeking my advice. Was I misled?
Well, I think you were, because I talked to Tom a couple of times a week, and I provided him with some statistical data that might help make his decision, but nobody's going to tell him what to do. That's been the great relationship that we've had at the PGA of America. I've kind of compared our role to George Steinbrenner's role with the New York Yankees. The PGA's job is to provide Tom with the resources to win, and that's what we're doing. But when it comes to the day-to-day operation, certainly the makeup of the team at the Ryder Cup, that's totally his decision.
All right, so I just submitted my picks. I mean, you're the guy at the top of the house. Is there anything you can do for me so that I win?
Well, if you're like me, I submitted my picks on Monday, and I didn't have a lot of luck in terms of the guys that I picked and their ability to make the cut this weekend. So, in all seriousness, I think it's going to be really a tough decision for Tom, because when you look at the Barclays this week, you had Brant Snedeker, Webb Simpson, and Ryan Moore. Three of the names are kind of at the top of everybody's list, who all three missed the cut. And then you've got guys like Brendan Todd, who is right there at the top. Hunter Mahan, who's played well in the last week of the PGA, or the last round of the PGA Championship, had a top 10 finish. He's doing it again this week. He's a former Ryder Cup player. Keegan Bradley, I think, is a name everybody figures is almost a lock for this team. So it's going to be really interesting to see what plays out here in the next 10 days.
And again, the website is mycaptainspicks.com. And, is Tom actually, is he going to look at what do you guys are keeping statistics of who people are picking? I mean, to see kind of who's the favorites?
Well, no, I mean, again, I think you guys are kind of missing the intent of the contest. The intent of the contest is to see if you can pick the three people that Tom picks, okay? And there's no limit to how many times that you want to vote, and it sounds to me like you need to vote multiple times.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And what are you talking about, need to? I already have.
And I would like to propose the next contest is a bring back the uniforms that look like the upholstery from a Days Inn couch, if that's possible. I'd like to see that upholstery outfit come back for maybe
that was the
maybe
Ben Crenshaw years.
Oh man, so is the group going to look better than that this year?
Yeah, no, we're really pleased with our Ryder Cup uniforms. In fact, on September the 3rd, we're going to officially unveil them on the Golf Channel on Morning Drive. They're provided by Polo this year, and they're very cool. The look is outstanding, and you know, I love it. You know, some Polo accounts around the country have had the opportunity to actually sell the Sunday shirt that the team is going to be wearing. The caption has kind of been all in for the win. It's a chance for American golf fans to buy that shirt, wear it on Sunday, 4,000 miles away from Glen Eagles, and show your support for the United States team. So if you play golf at a facility that's got a Polo account, you may see some of those shirts that are in the shop. And if you don't and you want to order some, you can get a hold of me. I've got it in my shop.
All right. Again, we're talking with the president of PGA of America, Ted Bishop. And I gotta ask you a question. The PGA Championship, the weekend, was phenomenal to watch. Does this give us a hint going forward that we want to see greens that really hold and a golf course that's set up for a lot of birdies? Because you can't get much more drama, not only with the people that were on the leaderboard, but the shots that were being hit. Guys were flag hunting out there. It was, as a fan, it was unbelievable to watch on the weekend.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. And obviously we were somewhat restricted in what we could do with the course setup just based on the amount of rain that we had. And when you put those guys in a position where it's ready, aim, fire at the pins, then all kinds of crazy things are going to happen. Now, when it's wet like that, the players aren't getting much roll, so the golf course played longer, but it certainly had no effect on their ability to score. And I could not agree with you more. I mean, many said they thought it was the most exciting golf over the course of a weekend that they've seen in over 25 years. And I would agree, and it was because of what you just said, the quality of golf, the number of birdies and eagles that you were seeing made, but on top of the fact, just the quality of the leaderboard and who was there and who was doing it, and for it to come down to that finish that we had on 18, and trust me, it was dark. I was really surprised, you know, that the players were able to get it in, but it was great that they did. It was kind of the perfect storm for the PGA of America from the standpoint that the championship finished up at about 8:45 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which meant that we had a championship in prime time on the East Coast, and our TV ratings were by far not only the highest among the four majors this year, but they were the highest that we've had for a final round of the PGA Championship since 2009.
Well, you don't want to dance with darkness too often, but will the public reaction and the ratings and all of the things that came together to make this so exciting, combined with the course setup, will that change the way it's viewed in the future? I mean, it takes a long time for sort of philosophy on course setup to change, but what Mark was saying about how guys could really score on Sunday made it very exciting. Do you pay attention to that and the reaction to it and think, okay, going forward, let's not lose sight of the fact that this was the best, highest rated, most exciting finish ever, and maybe it was because the course was more playable?
Well, you know, I get that, but understand that the pin locations were going to be the same if it had been bone dry, and we wouldn't have had all the rain that we had on Sunday morning and had that two-hour delay. And I think that you just have to understand that the ground conditions made it such that really it didn't make any difference where the pins were. These guys are so good, they can fire it in there, and the ball's going to respond, and they're going to have short putts for birdies. And I think that, you know, had the conditions been firmer, you would have seen it be a little bit different. But the great thing about Valhalla is you know, it's proven itself out, and it's no mistake now that this has happened three times in a row. I mean, the drama that we've had every time we've had a PGA Championship there, when you go back to the first one with Mark Brooks beating Kenny Perry in a playoff, and then, of course, it was Tiger Woods and Bob May and that famous duel, and then you had this thing that we had this year. Valhalla does that every time we go there, so we're certainly going to go back again. I love the way the 18th hole sets up.
Right.
I mean, it's a risk-reward par 5. Obviously, and this was true in the Ryder Cup in 08, it's very easy to hit balls in the water off that tee there. It's very easy to drive balls into those bunkers on the left side of the fairway if you're bailing out from the water. But if you hit a good tee shot, then you do have a chance to obviously go for the green and two and possibly make an eagle to win the tournament. And that's kind of what happened almost with the chip shot that Phil had there on 18 with a chance to tie McIlroy. So a lot of credit to just the overall design of the golf course and just the way it plays out for a major. But Kerry Hegg is going to set our PGA Championship courses up the same way year in and year out. And the fact of the matter is, if you look at the PGA Championships of recent memory, I mean, we've had that kind of drama to a degree every year. I mean, a year ago it was Jason Duffner and Jim Furyk dueling it out at Oak Hill. I go back to Keegan Bradley beating Duffner in the playoff at the Atlanta Athletic Club. And if you talk to our broadcast partner, CBS, who does a lot of tour events week in and week out, they will tell you historically, year in and year out, the PGA Championship provides more drama than any other golf tournament in the world.
That is awesome. That is awesome. Well, Ted, we appreciate you hopping on with us this morning. And again, remind everybody, it's mycaptainspicks.com. Go out there, sign up, register, do the deed, pick all your guys and submit it. And you could win a trip for two to the Ryder Cup in Scotland, as well as a round of golf while you're there and a new set of Adams clubs. So all kinds of great prizes. Ted, again, we appreciate you coming on with us.
And thank you for all you've done for golf in the States.
Well, I appreciate that, and thanks for what you guys do week in and week out. It was a pleasure to be with you.
All right. Thanks a lot, Ted.
Uh-huh.
That's PGA of America President Ted Bishop.
Yeah, as far as presidents, commissioners, you know, whatever go, I mean, he's done an amazing job during a tough time.